How's everybody this morning? Good, all right. Hey, take out your bulletins and let's kind of go through some things. We've got some things to cover this morning. So there is Sunday school this morning, right after the morning worship service. Ladies Bible study here Monday at 7 p.m. at the church. Men's Bible study 6:30 here at the church. Thursday night is Awana, our awards night, and I want to encourage you to be able to come, even if you're not involved in Awana, even if you don't have children or grandchildren involved in Awana, come and take a look at how these kids have worked in our Awana ministry through this year and the way that they're going to be rewarded for that hard work. And we're going to talk more about that here in just a little bit. Saturday, men's breakfast at Chuck-O-Rama. So guys, I hope you'll be there for that. They now have a breakfast buffet, in case you want to know why we're going to Chuck-O-Rama. They have a breakfast buffet just on Saturdays and Sundays. So we're going to try it out, see what it's going to be like. So you'll see a note in the bulletin about an update for the church directory. We are going to delay that for a little bit because our photographer injured herself playing softball the other night. And she was trying to make it home, and she didn't make it to home base, but she made it home later on because she crashed. And so she needs a little bit more time to be able to continue her recovery. She's here, by the way. If you want to know more details, you can ask her. She's sitting in the back. She has extra legs that she has to hold on to, so you'll be able to know who that is. So at this time, we're going to have Andrea come. Andrea is our lead person for our anniversary team, and she has some information about the upcoming church anniversary in September. She'll tell you more about that, but she has some information she wants to share with us.
Okay. On. Perfect. Okay. So, yes, I'm Andrea, head of the planning team, but I'm also going to bring up the rest of the planning team so you know who we all are, because it's not just me. Can't do this alone. So, my husband, Don, is also part of the planning team. And then we have Robert and Lisa and Christy. So if you guys want to come up, you can. So we are the planning team. We've been meeting pretty consistently about once a month, getting ready to plan for this big celebration. So we're super excited about it. Still lots of planning in the works. But we wanted to kind of give you, we're coming up on it, so we wanted to give you a little bit of some information. We did send out an invitation, so that should be in your email. It's a picture of it on the screen. If you didn't get it in your email, maybe check your spam or junk folder just in case it went there. If you didn't get it at all, make sure you see one of us so we can get that to you, because this is how we need you to RSVP for the whole weekend or whatever you can attend over the weekend. So there's a QR code on the invitation, but also in the email, there's a link. So I know some people don't have smartphones or maybe aren't good with QR codes. So there's a link you can click on in the email as well, and it'll take you to the same thing. So there's that. Next slide. So this is kind of a brief overview of the weekend. So Friday night, we're going to have a dessert social and fellowship time. We've invited our missionaries that we support to come and be with us, so we can fellowship with them and maybe hear some words from them. Saturday, we're going to have an activity during the day. The time is still to be determined, but we're planning a bowling at Wahoo's. But we'll send out more information about that. And then Saturday night, we're going to do a banquet dinner, which will be catered, so food is provided. And then Sunday is going to be like our normal service at 10, but kind of like a celebration service. We're going to do our church family dinner afterwards, and then do a little bit of a closing Sunday afternoon. So that's just kind of a brief overview. Like I said, more details to come, but just make sure you check the bulletin for announcements leading up to it, because there's going to be some things coming up that we're going to want you guys to be involved with. One of them being pictures. If you have pictures from a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we would love to get pictures, because we want to do a slideshow. We also want to put together a photo album. The church has some past photo albums that we'll have out during the celebration weekend, but we want to create another one kind of more recent. So if you have photos, we'd love for you to give them to us. If you print them, you can bring them to us. If you have them digitally, you can email them to this email on the screen, which is also the email that the invitation came from. So send them to us. If you know the month and at least year of the picture, if you could let us know that, that would be great. Just so if we do a chronological, we can have them in some sort of an order. But anyway, and then also, should we talk about the videos coming up? Okay, so in May, there's a couple Sundays we're going to plan to do some video messages. So if you can't attend the weekend celebration, but you want to do maybe like a little video message, it's just going to be very brief because we don't want it to be long. Then you can, there's a couple Sundays. We'll let you know when it's time. Again, check the bulletin. So you can do a video message. Just, again, it'll probably just be brief of what attending LHBC has meant to you for however long you've been attending. So we will have sharing times throughout the weekend. So if you're here and attending, you'll have time to share as well. The video messages are just more if you aren't able to attend or maybe not comfortable speaking in front of everybody. Like you can tell, I'm very nervous. So, but more to come on that. So anything else, guys? Yeah, if you have any questions, you know who to ask now. This is all of us, so.
If you did not get the invite, like Andrea said, check your junk box, check other spam, all that. If you didn't get it, it's not personal. We want you to come. Let us know. We'll get you the electronic invite. If you don't use email, also come let us know. But again, if you didn't receive it, not personal. We want you to come.
Okay, thank you.
All right. She did good, didn't she?
Yeah.
She kind of is like her dad. She doesn't mind speaking. She just thinks she doesn't. All right. So I already talked about the Awana Awards night coming up on Thursday night. And we have somebody who's been a part of our Awana ministry for a long time, one of our teens. And he is receiving a very important award. And so we won't be able to present it to him Thursday night because he won't be here. But he's here this morning. So we're going to take care of that this morning. So Jonas, where are you? Come on up. So Jonas Cable has earned the Citation Award, which is the highest award that a person can earn in the Awana ministry. And so this represents 10 years of handbooks and manuals from third grade all the way up through high school. Now, Jonas started when he was in Sparks, which is kindergarten, first and second grade. But none of the work that he did in those books counts for this Citation Award. So this is a very important award. He has studied most of the books of the Bible during his time from third grade through high school. He's memorized around 900-some verses in that time. And he's really done a lot of work, and we are just so proud of him. So, Jonas, it's my honor to give to you your Citation Award. So let's give him a round of applause. So Jonas is going to be headed this fall to University of Idaho to begin studying for a career in electrical engineering. So we'll say more about that when we honor the graduates, because he's also one of our graduates. So Jonas, great job. It's been my privilege to be able to be your pastor, to be able to be your Awana teen leader, and I look forward to God doing more great things in your life. All right? So let's give him another round of applause. Okay, go ahead. You can take that with you. All right. Are we ready?
We're ready.
You ready? You're ready? Am I ready? No, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Would you all stand with me? We're going to go back to high school camp right now. Do you remember this song, What a Mighty God We Serve? Well, we're going to take it.
I remember it.
You remember it. We're going to take it as high as we can go.
A
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Let's go up. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We can go higher. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. One more time. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Here we go. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We can go one more. Let's go one more. Here we go. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Give the Lord a round of applause. Come on. He's worth it. Yeah.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And even when I ran, he didn't run away. He came and put death back in its place. Friday on a cross, broken for my shame. Sunday morning rose up from that grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Eyes on the sky, there will be a day. He will come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin, or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. An awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God, what an awesome God.
Go ahead and be seated as we continue this morning. We are here for one reason and only. That is to praise God today. Is that why you came this morning? As we remember these words about how wonderful he is, how awesome he is, would you take this moment with me? Would you settle down? Would you calm your heart? Would you focus on him? Lord, we're here for you today. We just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you that you who can name all the stars care even about us. Thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus for us. Thank you for making a future and a plan and a hope for us. Lord, we love you and we worship you today because you're worth it. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and around me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's grace. This is my Father's world. He shines in grass. I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget. And though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad. Oh, the Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. All we could ever say is thank you. You're amazing, you're wonderful, you're glorious, you're beautiful. Thank you, thank you. As our ushers take this morning's offering, we're gonna have one more opportunity to just say how worthy he is. So you may not know this song, but your heart will know this song.
You gave your life in place of mine and called me your own. You brought me to life, now my life's not my life, it belongs to you. I belong to you, you alone. You are worthy of all my praise, you, you alone. You're the one I live for, you, you alone. You are worthy of all my praise, you, you alone. You're the one I live for. Left on my own, I'd never know the beauty at hand or see the story unfold. You brought us to life, now your life is our life. We are one in you, we belong to you, you alone. You are worthy of all my praise, you, you alone. You're the one I live for, you, you alone. You are worthy of all my praise, you, you alone. You're the one I live for. I am not my own, I'm yours alone. I am not my own, I am not my own, I'm yours alone. I am not my own.
This is our cry this morning.
Yes, I am not my own, I'm yours alone. I am not my own.
We live for you, Jesus.
I am not my own, you alone. You are worthy of all my
of truth. Thank you, worship. Well, I'm going to ask you to turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 3. We're going to look at a couple verses there. We're going to look at a lot of verses this morning. So before we do that, though, kids, come on down. We'll get you sent off to Children's Church. Let's pray. Father, we are just so grateful to be able to be here this morning. And Father, for these spiritual songs and hymns that we have been able to lift high up to you. And Father, I just pray that they won't just be words on a screen. They won't just be something that we do on Sunday morning, but they will truly be the desires of our heart. Because as we're going to see, as your word is opened, you have done so much for us. Father, so much. We didn't deserve it, but yet because of your grace and your mercy and your love, you provided it for us because we couldn't do it ourselves. So Father, I just pray that our hearts and our minds will be open to what you continue to have for us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, go have a great time. Well, if you've lived any length of time, if you own a car, if you own a house, if you have things, you know from time to time that they go bad and you need to repair them. And for some of us, we get brave enough to try to repair them ourselves. And for me, it doesn't work very well. I am not a handyman. I have my own handyman right after I got, well, even before I got married. He was my father-in-law. If I needed something fixed or Becky needed something repaired, she didn't ask me to do it. She didn't put it on my list. She put it on his list. And when he would come and visit, even after we moved away from the town in which they were living in, he would come and he would stay based upon how long he knew the to-do list was. And once all of the list was completed, he was ready to go home. And I appreciated that. But I have some things about repair work gone bad that I want to share with you this morning. So an electrician uses a voltmeter. Did you know that? Uses a voltmeter to check if the circuit is live before he starts fixing it. One day, the meter didn't work. Needless to say, he was shocked. They get better, by the way. A man was fixing a door that proved to be difficult. He could never quite get a handle on it. Really? I thought that was good. All right. This one you'll like. Did you know that lumberjacks are bad at fixing computers? That's because they only know how to log out. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Here's the last one, I promise. This is the last one. Someone asked a friend to fix her hearing aids. She's heard nothing since. So there are a lot of repairs that I've already admitted are beyond my ability to tackle. And most of the time, I'm smart enough to rest in that fact. But sometimes I forget, and I attempt to fix something, often with a not-so-good outcome. And when it comes to our salvation for eternal life, I think many people go through a process that is similar to that. They begin to think that there is something they can figure out and accomplish on their own. And they might even feel like they're making some headway. But eventually, we have to come to the place where we realize this is something that we cannot do on our own. So we finally do what we should have done in the first place, believe in Jesus for eternal life. And the good news is that God has done everything necessary to provide for our salvation. There is a Savior. And just a few weeks ago, on Easter Sunday morning, we celebrated the fact that there is a Savior. Now, why is there a Savior? Here's the no duh thing. We need a Savior. No duh, right? Now, why do we need a Savior? Well, let me give you some reasons. So point number one is God is a holy God. That's why we need a Savior. God is a holy God. Whenever we are given a look into the throne room of God, like in Isaiah chapter 6 or Revelation chapter 4, it is God's holiness that is on display. In fact, a preacher of old once said, we cannot grasp the true meaning of the divine holiness by thinking of someone or something very pure and then raising the concept to the highest degree we are capable of. God's holiness is not simply the best we know, infinitely bettered. Holy is the way God is. He does, to be holy, he does not conform to a standard. He is the standard. I like that. So when we understand God's holiness like that, the next reason becomes obvious. God is holy. We are not holy. If you're taking notes, that's point number two. We are not holy. Now, most of us would consider ourselves to be pretty good. And I'm also sure that we would have to admit that we're not perfect. Even if we've never murdered anyone or robbed a bank or cheated on our spouse, we have certainly been angry with someone or taken something that does not belong to us or failed to do good when given the ability to be able to do that. God, because he's holy, defines all of those things as sin. Hopefully by now you found Romans chapter 3 in your Bibles. Let's look at verse 10. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. If you have any questions about your own righteousness, here's it is. None is righteous. And if that's not good enough for you, he goes on to say, no, not one. Drop down to verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So class, does all mean all? Does that mean you? Does that mean me? Wait a minute, I'm Pastor Sam. You're calling me a sinner? You have every right to be able to do that because God's word says, for all have sinned. And we've what? Fall short of the glory of God. The little word all makes it clear that every one of us is alike when it comes to this. We've all sinned. And when we consider the truth that God is holy, we understand why, here's the third point, sin separates us from God. Sin separates us from God. Paul clearly describes the consequences of sin. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, he says, for the wages of sin is death. Listen to what Paul tells the Ephesus church in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. Whoa. Now I know you're probably getting a complex, right? Because first I told you you're not the center of the universe. Then a couple of weeks ago I told you you were nothing but dirt. And now I'm telling you you have walked in the sins and your trespasses according to the course of this world. Wow. Good news, right? I've got better news. Just hang on. Okay? Following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now is at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. What Paul is describing here is spiritual death, which is separation. Because God is holy and I am not, I'm not capable of having a relationship with him based on my own merit. God's holiness and my sin are like oil and water. They just do not mix. Now, Isaiah 59, verse 2 says, but your iniquities, that's another word for sin, your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. We have an issue that separate with sin that separates us from God. And as much as we would like to think we can, here's point number four, we cannot fix our sin issue. There is absolutely nothing we can do on our own to fix our sin issue that keeps us separated from God. But in spite of that, most people try to make a vain attempt to take care of their sin in different ways, but yet in effective ways. Let's look at two of the most common. Here's the first one. Ignore it. They ignore the fact that they have a sin issue. Now, have you ever had the check engine light in your car suddenly appear? And you had to call Jared and say, Jared, can I bring my car in to you? Well, we all know that that light is there for a reason. It indicates there's a problem. But it's possible to ignore that light and pretend there's not a problem at all. I have heard of people using a piece of tape or post-it notes to cover up that light. Oh, some of you might have tried that, huh? Okay. Or finding the wire to the light and cutting it so that it no longer comes on. But just ignoring or disabling that light does not make the problem go away. And unfortunately, a lot of people do the same thing with their sin. And they do that in many ways. One way is just the hope that God does not exist. So therefore, sin doesn't exist. And therefore, sin doesn't have any consequences. Another way to ignore sin is to just say it does not exist and try to cover it up some way. As we're going to see in Genesis chapter 3, that goes a long way back. People trying to cover up their own sin. Adam and Eve tried that. And God said, nope, that's not the way that it works. But that is no more effective than just covering up the check engine light in the car. It doesn't deal with the issue. Now, another common approach is to call sin something else, a mistake, a lapse in judgment, an error. But doing that does not change the fact that sin is still sin. Here's another hope that God graves on a curve. This is probably the most common approach to the sin in our culture. Again, this can take many forms, but all of them view God as keeping score. And that as long as the good things we do in our life outnumber the bad things we may do, God will give us a passing grade. I've had people actually tell me that. Pastor, God's got to let me into his heaven because I've done a lot of good things. Oh, I've done some bad things. But I think the good things have outweighed the bad things. God doesn't let us into heaven based upon that. God lets us into heaven, not because of our behavior, but because of our belief. By believing in Jesus for the promise of eternal life, that he went to the cross to die on that cross, to pay the debt of sin that you and I owed because we needed a Savior. He is the Savior. Now, this idea of God grading on a curve really doesn't make any sense. It's like thinking that when the check engine light goes on in the car, it probably means that there is only one defective part in the engine. And by the way, there are hundreds of other parts that are working just fine. So we don't need to do anything. Neither of these ways of attempting to deal with sin or any other approach we can try will fix the sin issue. Y'all understand that this morning? This is very, very important for us to be able to understand of it. Why is that important? Here's the fifth point. Only Jesus can take care of sin. You can't. I can't. The world can't. Singing all of these wonderful songs can't. Coming and listening to sermons can't. Only Jesus can take care of our sin. There's the good news. There is a Savior. Jesus is the only one who can do what we cannot do to take care of our sin issue and overcome our separation from God. I want to share with you three messages that are given that explains this truth. And we're going to go back to the birth of Jesus and the messages that three different groups of people were given to tell them that the Savior had come. Here we're going to look at the first one is the message to Joseph. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Where do we get the name Savior from? From the word save. Jesus is going to do what mankind cannot do. He is going to save or deliver his people from their sins. Our sin separates us from God and makes us spiritually dead. And a dead person can do nothing to bring himself back to life. No dead person, newsflash, has ever performed CPR on himself. In the same way, one who is spiritually dead is incapable of doing anything to bring themselves back to life spiritually. So the only way we can become alive spiritually is to believe in Jesus for that promise of eternal life. Let's look at the message that was given to Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33. And the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Now, although Gabriel focuses here on Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promise to David as of a king from his line who was going to reign forever. By the way, that's going to happen. It's just going to happen in the future. We see that he repeats the command to name the child that is to be born Jesus. And there's little doubt that Mary would have understood the meaning and significance of that name. And that's confirmed just a few verses later when Luke records the song that Mary sang in response to God's message that she was going to bear the Son of God. In that song, Mary not only recognizes Jesus has the Savior, but also her Savior. It says, "And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Even though God had chosen Mary to be the earthly mother of his son, she was just like all of us, in that she was a sinner who needed a Savior. And if she needed a Savior, so do we. Let's listen to the message to the shepherds, starting in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. And the angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The angel refers to Jesus with three terms that are all so interrelated that they cannot be separated. There is a Savior. Now notice that the angel did not say that Jesus can be a Savior, but he is the Savior. As much as we might like to think we're capable of attaining God's redemption on our own, at some point in our lives, we all need to realize there are some things we are not equipped to do on our own, and that God's redemption is one of those things. There is a Savior. Just believe in Jesus. So as we prepare our hearts to celebrate communion this morning, let us remember there is a Savior, and let us remember him. I'm going to ask the men to come and join me at the table.
Sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so Jesus Messiah, name above all names, a blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. Thank you.
There is a Savior, let's remember him.
His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Yeah. Jesus Messiah, the name above all names, our blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from
our Savior. Let's remember him.
Would you all stand with me for this last song?
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord,
Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Yes, give him the glory. Great things he has done.